All right, do we have everyone? Okay, I'll go ahead and start. My name is KB Badu, and I'm a PM on the SQL Server team, on the customer and community experience team. And I focus on compliance and interop. I've been at Microsoft about 5 years. Previously worked on Xbox, and then moved to the SQL Server team about 3 years ago. Worked in various roles on documentation, as a release manager, and most recently as a PM, managing the protocol space for SQL Server. So the objectives, what do I expect you, the attendees, to get from, you know, my talk today? I want you to be able to, you know, go back with a high level understanding of the SQL product. And I'm going to provide an insight into SQL interoperability program and our resources. And then I'll go over the MS-SSSO, the SQL Server Overview document. And it provides an overview of the SQL protocol as defined by SQL Server. So the agenda for today, give you a little bit of an introduction on, you know, the evolution of SQL Server, interop program, SQL protocols, and then I'll go into data portability and file formats, and then I'll open it up for questions. So just a little story to set the stage. We're living in a world now where there's a lot of technology. We have our cell phones, our iPads, everything, you know, all these devices that produce and consume data. And we want to be able to access this data whenever and make sense out of the data, you know, and turn that data or information into knowledge. So how do we develop applications that want to consume the data and expose that data back to us? So SQL Server over the years has matured into a product that allows you to store your data and expose your data in a meaningful way through reports and on various devices, not just the PC, but now on tablets or cell phones as well. So the SQL Server evolution, we started out in 2000 with a product offering that met basic database needs. We developed RDB, you know, OLAP ETL features, and ODBC and ADO.NET for connection purposes. Then in 2005, we matured into a product that was suitable for our departmental IT and enhanced data platform enterprise needs. And we developed solutions like Management Studio that allowed you to write your queries, execute them, you know, figure out what servers you had, and bring your servers up and down. Then in 2008, we built on the features in 2005 and developed new features like policy-based management and new data types to allow you to do spatial file stream and date and time as well. Then in 2010, we released SQL Server 2008 R2. So this is when we really went into providing business intelligence, BI capabilities, developing solutions like PowerPivot, which is a standalone solution that we ship in Office, Report Builder, and Master Data Services. And this was also the time that we really took the IT Pro into consideration, you know, so that people will be able to get data out of our system, manipulate the data, create their own reports in a familiar tool, like Excel or PowerPoint. Then most recently, we released SQL Server 2012. And again, we've developed features that have allowed us to really become enterprise ready. You know, a core solution that we can deploy in enterprise and compete with some of the other big dogs out there like Oracle as well. So moving on to SQL Server interoperability. What is SQL Server interoperability? So over the next couple of minutes, I'll be providing you with an overview of what it is, the programs we have, our documentation, and the types of events we've had in the past, and type of events we'd like to have in the future as well. So as Michael described earlier, and Joseph as well, and Daryl, our open specifications for Windows and Office are available on MSDN. And we have pretty much three types of open specification documents. Our protocol documents, so these are wire protocols, data portability, and file format. So file formats is just a subset of data portability documents. Standard support. So basically this is, you know, looking at industry standards that are implemented out there, like ISO, SQL, and ANSI SQL, looking at Microsoft's implementation and figuring out how we differ and documenting those. And those are available and were recently published on MSDN a couple of months ago. And also APIs. Our APIs are available in Books Online as reference documentation. So unlike Office with standard naming conventions, us is a little bit different. You know, we have the MC prefix or the MS prefix. However, you know, our documents names aren't really like MS-SQL Server and System. Our names are all over the place, but I'll show you where the documents are located, so you'll be able to see all the SQL protocols that we have available. And we update our documents regularly. So whenever community technical previews, so CTPs, which are just betas, go out at RTM. So this is when the final code bits are released, to manufacturing. And RTW, we're beginning to release a lot more on the web as well. Just like Office and Windows as well, the product team authors the documentations and the intended audience is experienced developers. And I'm interested in learning more about the community, you know, we have here in the region. And I brought with me a survey that I want to hand out later on, maybe during one-on-ones with some of you, to learn more about how you're using SQL Server here and how we can help and how we can partner together going forward to build the community here. A couple of my colleagues over in Redmond sent me with the survey because they're very much focused on building the SQL Server community in this region, because we have SQL communities in Russia and a few other areas as well. So we're trying to develop that muscle in this region. Our support is for open specifications is similar to Windows and Office as well, and I won't go too much into that because that was already covered. And the tools we have available. We do have test suites, however, we haven't released any of them publicly yet. However, we have a tool that's released under open source on CodePlex. So anyone can contribute to development of this tool. It's the OData service validation tool. And I'll speak a little bit about OData as well, because our first PlugFest event that we had was focused on the OData protocol. Are you familiar? Is anyone here familiar with OData? Anyone used OData? The OData, I see one hand there. So this is a web-based query querying protocol for data. You know, so getting data out of silos and representing this data back to the, you know, applications through a service. So we had our very first PlugFest or interop engagement in Redmond in March. This year, and it was focused on the OData protocol. We had several partners from all over, pretty much from all over the globe. We had SAP come in from SAP sent over 15 engineers from Germany. We had engineers from a few companies in Norway, England. We also had partners from the US as well, and different partners working on various applications that either expose an OData service or consume OData feeds. So the main topic areas there at that event were what's coming out in OData version 3.0. People are very interested in that, and we had very good conversations with partners on OData v3. We also talked about OData vocabularies and standardizing those vocabularies. We also discussed OData actions and functions, which is a pretty popular topic amongst OData implementers. And we had several real-world customer implementation examples. We had SAP present, we had East Bank Technologies present, and a few other companies out there that are actually using OData, you know, to build on top of this content management systems or other type of web applications or phone applications. And we had people that also were developing solutions for the US government and military as well. So it's a pretty popular protocol. And if you're interested in watching the videos, they're posted to Channel 9 and available for you to watch at your leisure. So moving on to the main part of the presentation, which is an overview of the SQL Server protocols. So within the SQL Server system, what protocols do we have? How can you interoperate with us? What's the interop surface area? And just going back to, you know, the slide I showed that, you know, basically outlined the evolution of SQL Server over the years. So as, you know, SQL Server has evolved over the years, our interop surface area has grown too. You know, the ability to, or customers' ability to interoperate with us is greater now. And I'll show you where and how you can interoperate with us. So I'll refer to the overview document again. It's MS-SSSO. And like the Office, you know, overview document, it's informative in nature, and it's located on MSDN. From the screenshot, you can see where it is, you know, where all protocol documentation is located. You can find our set of protocol, SQL Server protocols there as well. We don't have nearly as many as Office. You know, we don't have 300 protocols. We have probably 50 protocol documents and an additional 20 file format and data portability documents as well, and 15 standards documents. So who in this room is using SQL Server for development purposes, or has used SQL Server? Okay. Using SQL Server 2000, is it SQL Server 2008 R2? So 2000? Okay. So for those of you that aren't familiar with SQL Server, it's a data platform that includes data management and analysis technologies, and an integrated set of services that allow you to query, you know, analyze, and report data to users. And the core systems that make up SQL Server are the database engine. This is the core piece of SQL Server. And other systems that I'll describe and show you how to interoperate with us are analysis services, reporting services, master data services, and complex event engine processing. So the last two were released in the 2008 R2 timeframe, so they're fairly new, but the others have been around for several years. So the database engine is a core service for storing data. And there's basically two types of applications that, you know, you develop: your database applications or your management applications. And the main protocol that's used to communicate between the application via client access libraries is TDS, so the Tabular Data Stream Protocol. And then for management type of applications, so this is applications where you would, you know, issue your queries or put servers up, put servers down, learn more about the servers in, you know, in your environment. It's the MCSQL R. So this is a resolution protocol. And it's an application layer request response type of protocol that allows you to connect to the database engine and do those all those activities that I described. And then the third type of applications are web service applications. And you can talk directly to the database engine through the native web service protocol. Or you can talk to database applications using our DiffGram protocol as well, that just serializes communication over a network. Then analysis services. So this allows you to perform your OLAP capability. So online analytical processing to design, create cubes, and then from those cubes, then you can expose that information in reports through reporting services to a user. So very similar to the database engine, you have your management type of applications and your external applications. And external applications in this case are applications that I use for analysis purposes, for consumption of cube information, like Power Pivot is an example of an application that does the consumption. Then the management type of applications are the BI Development Studio, BIDS, or SQL Server Management Studios. And again, there's a set of client access libraries that allow you to communicate to the analysis server. And these are ADO.NET or OLADB. And the protocol, MS-SSAS, SQL Server Analysis Services, is an XMLA based protocol. And the key operations are authenticate, discover, and execute. So you authenticate, you discover your catalogs, and then you execute your MDX queries, whatever queries, to extract your cube information from the analysis server. So there, your analysis external applications. Then reporting services. So you want to be able to extract either data from the engine and expose that to users in your enterprise, or you want to extract data from analysis services and you want to expose that to users in the enterprise. How do you do that? Or I'll walk you through a couple of use cases that will highlight the areas that you can interoperate with us, the different protocols that communicate between the client tools and the server. So a task, you want to publish. So you want to create a report, you want to delete a report. The key protocols that you use here are the web service API protocols that do management type of activities. And then as you design your report in the report designer tool and save it, it'll be saved in the RDL format, so the report design layer format. And this is carried as a payload and sent back to the server to define the objects that you'd want created and exposed when you execute your report. Then the other task is execution. You want to be able to execute the report that you designed in the report designer tool. So these again are web service APIs protocols, and two types of additional format documents, the report page layout and RGDI. So this is just how do you unpack the different objects and display them on the screen. And the final task is management. This uses the same management web APIs that I described earlier for the report design type of tasks. So here you want to schedule you know, a report subscription, you know, how often would you want a report to be sent out to a user, or you want to secure a report, the report has to be sent out to a certain group of people, you'd do that with the management protocols in this case, which are similar to the ones I showed earlier. And then massive data services. This was released in 2008. And basically what this is, it's a SQL Server application. And it just combines all of the organization's data. And it's a single version of the truth. It's master data management capabilities. And the protocols that I use to communicate between the MDS server and the client applications, so your management UI or your applications for that you've developed on top of the web management API, is the MDS web service protocol. And it's just uses SOAP over HTTP. Then the complex event processing engine, or CEPM. This does not use the database engine. It uses its own engine, and very similar to MDS, it uses a web service protocol as well called the MS-CEPM protocol. It's got no dependency on the SQL Server database engine. And the protocol is used to communicate with the engine and define the various objects that would like on the system. And the protocol is stateless, and all communication is initiated by the client, like defining all the objects and deleting all the objects. And CEPM, for those of you who don't know much about this, this offering that we have in SQL is what it does is it looks at a stream of information, you know, whether it's a data, you know, from applications such as, you know, stock market or manufacturing data, and tries to identify patterns. So if we look at the diagram here, very similar to the other ones that I've shown, communication here from the web management UI to the CEPM engine, or from the applications to directly to the engine as well. So how does everything fit together? So I put together a quick high-level, you know, diagram that shows the different parts, you know, of SQL Server and the key interop points. So the database engine, database applications communicate via client access libraries. So anything from ADO, .NET, SNAC, which is a SQL native access client, MDAC, JDBC, SOAP. It talks to TDS, which then talks TDS directly to the database engine. Then analysis services client. So anything from managing, you know, a analysis application to one that consumes analysis type of data, Power Pivot. It communicates via client access libraries through AS protocols to an AS server, and then the AS server uses engine, which then uses client access libraries that I described earlier to talk TDS back to the engine. Same thing for reporting services, very similar, except this is web service APIs to the reporting services server, and then talks back to the engine through the client access libraries as well. And then an interesting thing here is reporting services server can talk to through client access libraries to an analysis services client as well. So that's displaying your, you know, report data through Power Pivot, exposing that to Power Pivot. Then master data services client, your web service protocols, then talk to your database application, your client libraries, then talk to TDS, to the database engine. So that was an overview of our various protocols in the SQL Server system. So another thing I wanted to cover was SQL Server data portability. We have a set of documents available on the open specification sites that provide various data portability scenarios. So a data portability scenario basically is, you know, how do I remove my data from an application in that was developed with a SQL Server backend to a vendor database? So it provides step-by-step overview of how that task can be accomplished. And the common scenarios are, of course, import and export. How do I import into vendor database? How do I export from a vendor database into SQL Server? So an example that I have is based on the one of the tools that we have in Engine, the BCP, so bulk copy utility. So we have a document, DPBCP, so data portability, BCP, that describes how this can be accomplished. How do I, you know, remove data from an application in SQL Server, you know, so all the tables and metadata to a vendor database? Very simple. You have a SQL Server database. You have your vendor database on the other end. You export data, it's a file using the BCP utility, and then you can unpack that and use that in a vendor database. So this is a list of the documents that we have available. And the documents cover a lot of the different SQL areas like replication, analysis services, reporting services, integration services as well. And then file formats. So these follow the structure template and are a subset of our data portability documents. So this is describing our SQL files. So if someone wants to extract, you know, information from our SQL files and use that in a vendor, you know, database, how do they do that? So our documents go through those scenarios and describe how those tasks can be accomplished in order to facilitate interoperability between SQL and other vendor implementations. So that was our interop overview, a really high level overview of what we have available in SQL Server, the different components that make up SQL Server, how we engage with customers at events, and so if there's any questions that you have about what I just described in my presentation, or if you have any specific questions about our technologies, or if you have any interest in events, or if there's a particular area that you're interested in, I know we have one-on-ones over the next 2 days. If you could come up to me and, you know, share with me what those specific questions are, then if I don't have the answers, you know, I can definitely follow up with the Redmond team and be prepared for a discussion that we have at our one-on-ones later. But I'm happy to answer any SQL questions that you have.
Complex event, but I missed the last part of the...
So the question is, I mentioned complex event. Could you tell me what the full name is? So it's Complex Event Processing, CEP.
And would you please little give more information about that? How we can use it in our projects, or like you said, it is a stock market applications.
Well, those are the types of applications that can. So the question was CEPM or CEP, the complex event processing. How do I use that in my applications? And you mentioned stock market. How can I, you know, use it for similar type of applications? So first of all, I need to understand what type of applications that you're developing. And you mentioned something like, you know, the stock market. Well, we have partners out there that are implementing solutions to help them understand the different patterns that they see in, like, for example, stock transactions. You know, what are people buying? You know, when are they buying, etc. And that you know, the system runs, you know, until you stop it, and then you can help based on the logic that's implemented, you can help identify those patterns. So if you have any specific like questions, just follow up with me, you know, offline, and I can help, you know, describe that a little bit more about how you can use it in your organization.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions about SQL? Okay, so if there aren't any questions, I will hand it off to Andrew.